fellas, I've been talking about Alyssa Slotkin. She's banking on gun control as being a big mover for her supporters when she is running for Senate in 2024. No word yet on whether there will be anybody running against her. Jocelyn Benson rumored to be a possibility, but nothing has happened in that regard. But joining me now is Austin Gergen's reporter for Michigan News Source. He's been following this package of bills ever since the shooting at Michigan State. Of course, he was very involved in covering that as well. Austin, welcome back to the program.
Morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. Obviously, Michigan State will, you know, that scar will always be there from that horrible shooting here a few weeks ago. The question is, what's going to happen to this package of 11 bills? I see that some of them have gone through, but others, I guess it's not so clear as to what's going to happen. I know that there was a discussion, for example, to remove any protections from gun stores and gun manufacturing, but that has since been taken off the table, leaving those protections in place. So how it's going to finish out, I don't think we're clear on, are we?
Yeah, it still remains up in the air. But two of the big kind of heavy-hitting pieces that did pass through the Senate late last week pertain to safe storage laws and ERPA, or extreme risk protection orders, as I'm sure you know, which can definitely impact the future of gun owners in Michigan.
So red flag laws, as they're called. How are the red flag laws different than, I mean, we have involuntary incarceration in Michigan, where if you're having a mental health, every state has that.
Right.
What will the red flag laws do in addition to where we were? Do we have a clear understanding of that?
At least in the Senate passed version of the bill, it extends family member to be, it could be a parent, son or daughter, sibling, grandparent, grandchild, aunt, uncle, cousin. It also extends a former spouse or someone you're just kind of dating at the time. So it definitely increases, I think, the scope of who can declare you to be mentally incapable or potentially a danger to yourself.
Well, and I think that's the concern for a lot of people. So if an ex-spouse, I mean, nobody's, it's a general rule in this world, nobody's more hateful of somebody else than an ex-wife or ex-husband. I mean, pretty fair to say, right?
Yeah.
So if an ex-wife or an ex-husband can say, hey, that person's a danger, that's where we run into some real concerns. So I guess my question then becomes from you, how high is this threshold? I mean, how high is the threshold? Because I know it's a ex parte order, meaning that somebody can go in, ex-spouse, whoever it is, can go into court and say, Gruber's a danger. We need to take Gruber's guns. But what's the threshold they have to meet? Are we clear on that?
They're still in discussion, but in the bill, it talks about having a preponderance of evidence for the courts. So it seems to be a high threshold, but like I said, the scope of who can declare you to be a danger is pretty high. So if just one of those people, it could be an ex-spouse, could be a child or a cousin even, has some reason against you. Maybe you aren't mentally incapable, but they pursue a court order, you know, that could be problematic.
Right. Let's talk about safe storage for a moment. Safe storage meaning if you have children in your home, right, or children could have access to firearms. I mean, does this basically mean that anybody that has kids needs to have their guns locked up, you know, in a safe 24 hours a day or trigger locks or whatever? I mean, how does that, if somebody's trying to have self-defense in their home, but you're being told by law you have to lock up your guns, seems to create a bit of a problem.
Absolutely, yes. I would say absolutely if you have a minor in your home or if you, are an aunt or uncle and you have nieces and nephews visiting, you know, minors, yes, they need to be locked up because there are some pretty high penalties if not only if a minor accesses the firearm, but then if the minor uses that firearm to inflict harm on others, that can include a felony for the gun owner. So they definitely are raising the bar and making it so.
What happens? Let me ask you this hypothetical. What happens if somebody comes into my home who's not related to me, comes into my home, steals a gun because it wasn't secured? Can I be, and they use that gun in a crime? Can I be a criminal then? Is that addressed anywhere?
it is the person that stole the firearm not a minor?
Either way. Do you see my point? If somebody commits a crime, whether the person's 16 or 26, and they come into my house and they take an unsecured firearm and they use it in the commission of a felony, they shoot somebody, am I then a criminal?
You can be held responsible and also fined in the language of the bill, yes.
So if somebody commits a crime against me, steals a gun from my house, even if they're not a minor, based on what you're telling me here, then I become a criminal because somebody committed a crime against me. See, this is what's wrong with these bills, to me. And I know you don't take a position on them, Austin. You're just telling us what the facts are. But that's where I get concerned. When are we going to see these things make it to the governor's desk? Because I'm sure she'll be make a big deal out of it, don't you think?
I think so. She's definitely been in favor of these sorts of laws, at least as the early as a session, but as we know, farther back than that. Like I said, there's a number that was passed in the Senate, and I expect them to be coming before the House fairly soon. And the House has also passed several bills that will likely go to the Senate soon as well. So
there you go. All right. Well, Austin Gergens, MichiganNewsSource.com. You can find out more. MichiganNewsSource.com. You can find out more with Austin Gergens and all things that he's writing about. And obviously, we'll continue to follow these stories. Austin, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve.
Really appreciate it. That's the one that bothers me. Somebody breaks into my house, commits a crime, and the way he understands it, because the same way I understood it, they commit a crime by stealing my firearm. It's in my nightstand, wherever it is. They break into my house, steal a gun, and use it in a felony later, then I'm a criminal because they broke into my house. That's just not right. Simply put, that is not right. I'll take a break and be back. Don't go anywhere.